anointing upon and within. Anointing upon a man and within a man. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1. And Samuel took a veil of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance?" The same Isaiah 61 verse 1. Hey, sorry, the one we read was 1 Samuel. Sorry. Then let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah 61, verse 1. 61, where are you? And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, and has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound. Then 1 John chapter 2. Let's take verse 20. But ye have an option from the Holy One, and ye knew all things. The same chapter, let's go to verse 27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abided in you, and ye need not that any teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in it. Anointing upon and within our topic. To start with, at the point of confessing Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, an anointing, a measure of faith, a measure of anointing is deposited in you. As you grow spiritually, that faith, that anointing is expected to also grow. So all child of God are anointed. Or the children of God are anointed. Don't get me wrong. Which is actually the basic and primary level of anointing upon a man. Before your obedience and accountability spiritually break you onto the realm of anointing, onto the realm of diverse anointing. This teaching is just like an advice to the choosing of God in order for Satan not to gain advantage over their lives. Quickly, anointing is not for show off, belittling others. Anointing is for a purpose. Anointing is for responsibility. We saw this in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. By the reason of the anointing, upon and within, Jesus went about, to and fro, doing good things, breaking yokes, breaking barriers upon people's life, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, and giving voice to the dumb. We saw Moses in Old Testament perform various miracles before Pharaoh and the people of God by the reason of anointing upon and within the man Moses. I want you to know that anointing is faith. Faith of God in action to bring to pass a cause, to bring to pass a purpose, to bring to pass will of God for that season. Anointing is faith. Faith of God in action. The life of Joseph, ability to invade the evil plan of Potiphar's wife, Genesis 39, was as a result of Joseph not joking with his anointing within. Remember, in that strange land, Joseph had no father. No mother with him to counsel him aright. No godly friends at his disposal to direct him, pointing him to God's purpose. And God was still watching. But John chapter 14 verse 26 made us understand that the Spirit will teach you all things. The anointing within, through the help of the Spirit, connected to the Spirit, will teach you all things. You may say Joseph's case was in the Old Testament, was in the Old Age. But don't forget that in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, the Spirit of God walked upon the sea. The Spirit has been available from day one. So Joseph, with no godly supervision over his life, but he at all time surfaced the anointing within him. And this, we saw that it saved him. The anointing within saved him and also saved his glorious destiny. So now it's our topic, the anointing upon in you is not meant for you. The anointing within is sufficient enough for everybody, for his or her Christ journey. The anointing upon you as a vessel of God is not meant for you. The anointing within is yours. Because God knew how the journey would be. God knew how the journey would play out after Jesus left. That still living on earth, after accepting Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior, the same earth full of sorrow and tribulation, God constantly wants to intervene. And the same God can't appear literally to save a man. So what he did was that he put himself He put his presence upon the life of a carrier as an anointing. I said, when Jesus left, God was compassionate enough not to leave us alone. So he had to put himself, he had to put his presence upon the life of a carrier as an anointing upon a man. So anointing upon is for higher responsibility and is for higher judgment upon the carrier. That is why Jesus said, having been anointed to break yokes, in Isaiah 61, that is God. That God is present here upon me to do things, to break yoke, to set the captive free. That same presence of God upon me, which is the anointing, you may not be able to see, but you can sense the arrival and the presence of God. A man of God, anointing upon, must be very careful not to be carried away with the anointing upon, neglecting that himself is an individual entity before God that must also walk and receive from God through his anointing within. Many men of God may be ignorant of this, and ignorance is not an excuse in the spirit, because such is what Satan takes advantage of. That was an error that Almighty Moses made in his ministry. Moses so believed on the anointing upon, never humbled himself before God with the anointing within, to let God know that there is a challenge in my life, which is anger challenge, anger management. He thought anointing upon he thought anointing upon covers all at all time. What finally happened? He gave Jesus a knock on the head, and that cost him the promised land. And was about to cost him heaven, if not for the mercy of God, in the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 9. Mr. Samson, in the book of Judges, chapter 16. Samson constantly went down with harlots. Before his eyes, behold, beauty in destiny quencher, Delilah. Samson so much believe and arrogance in his anointing upon, neglecting his anointing within, which ought to teach him all things and to have invaded his destiny destroyer. As I said earlier, anointing upon is for a purpose. And for Samson, the anointing upon his life is for a deliverer. Don't forget that the just shall live by faith. Romans chapter 1 verse 17. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by his anointing within. That is the true strength of a believer, which is the connecting point with the Holy Spirit to guide your Christian life journey till you sleep in death. That is why some men of God so much rely on the anointing upon. They might have sinned, they might have erred, but seeing that they still manifest miracles, they still perform wonders before the congregation, they thought that they are still intact with God. As a man of God, you can still perform wonder, you can still perform signs and wonder, even still in sin. You will end up in hell. It is possible because the anointing upon you is for a purpose. The people you are preaching to, the people you are ministering to, never knew that you've sinned, isn't it? But the same template of drawing, estimating the anointing to receive from God, of the anointing upon your life, is what that is still drawing that signs and wonder, even while you still remain in sin as a minister. You don't get me. Okay, you get me. Because you still perform miracle, despite being in sin, you thought you are okay. It is because that anointing upon your life is for the masses. As far as they still release their faith and esteem what you carry, it will still be working in their lives despite you still in sin. But it is the anointing within you as the carrier of the anointing upon that will safeguard you back to your Creator. Continue deceiving yourself. It is that anointing within that will let you know, you have done something wrong. That will constantly be surfacing your connection with God part time. As you go out to express the functions of what the anointing upon your life. That is what killed Samson. So he has been going, he has been fornicating. He might finish fornicating and they will call him, our deliverer, that carried the anointing to deliver, come, and he will perform miracle. He will perform sign. So says, despite all these things that I did, that I knew and considered as a sin, so I still have power to perform all these things. Oh, God is with me. Everything is intact. Until he met his destiny quencher. That is when he got to know everything was never intact. It was the anointing within Samson that he refused to service, he refused to dwell on, that exposed his anointing upon to a destiny destroyer. Don't rely on the anointing upon. Rely on the anointing within. Anointing upon is the presence of God at a season. The anointing within is your presence before God. Bible say, prophecy will fail. Everything will come to an end. Anointing upon will come to an end one day. But when it ends, it is the anointing within that will present you to God for continuity in the new hours to come. I believe God has spoken to you. And I pray that Almighty God will reveal Himself better to you through the Spirit of His Word that I have gone out this season. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.